All right, fantastic. This is the Tiger Stock Discord interview of Michael O'Shea. He's the CEO of Accelerate Incorporated. It's ticker symbol XCRT. This is actually a follow-up interview. We did the original interview in August. It was August 2nd of 2022. And another follow-up interview on November 9th of 2022. Both of those interviews can be found on the Tiger Discord. The Tiger Stocks YouTube page, and I can provide a link following this interview. So anybody that's interested can listen to those interviews and get caught up with those. And then we'll have some fresh information today. Before we get started, I'm going to read a safe harbor statement. Our discussion may include predictions, estimates, and other information that might be considered forward-looking. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's current judgment on what the future holds, they are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. You are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements, which reflect opinions only as the date of this presentation. Please keep in mind that the company is not obligating themselves to revise or publicly release the results of any revision of these forward-looking statements in light of new information or future events. Throughout today's discussion, we will attempt to present important factors relating to the company's business that may affect any predictions. With that said, welcome Michael O'Shea.
Good afternoon, Ryan, and thanks for having me back again.
Yeah, no problem. How are you doing?
Doing great. We've been really quite busy and moving in a lot of different directions at once, but all on positive notes since we last talked. Quite a bit has occurred with the company in terms of working towards completing our business plan.
That's great. Well, let's get into it. One of the big things we spoke about during the first and second interview was Appius Asa. And I may be mispronouncing that just a little bit, but I know there's some updates there. So if you want to speak about that, let's get into it.
Yeah, no. And you're quite right on that. As perhaps people who haven't been listening in the past or don't know, we have a license for all of Africa for a artificial intelligence aided healthcare delivery system, medical triage system. And we've decided to kick the program off in Tanzania. Dr. Dalan Elagawa, who's our chief advisor on that project, is currently moved over there. And we just recently announced that we've signed two contracts and are currently working on installing the system in order to, kick off the program within Africa. The first one was with the National Hospital of Tanzania, which is a large regional hospital, the largest in Tanzania, and has a reach of about 40 million people. And we hope to go live with that facility for the first time in mid to late July. And about 2 weeks later, we were able to gain a second contract for a smaller hospital, but in a much more remote area of the country. And it, for some people, that's known as Haydom Regional Rural Hospital. For some people, that'll be the first line of access to medical care. Basically, what the system does is it enables anybody with a digital device, and there are millions of them in Tanzania, to access an artificial intelligence-based database and, in essence, be triaged and then put through to a physician, a pharmacy, whatever the triage program decides would best suit their needs. And for some people, it's just a matter of getting a prescription that they might have had to walk the day in order to get. But that hopefully will revolutionize things.
Yeah, no, it sounds like an incredible reach too with, just the one location, surrounded by 40 million people. So that should be interesting to see the results of how this all works out.
Yeah, we're expecting, as I said, to go live. We're in the process now of hiring additional staff, programmers, and we should be live by mid-July and quite honestly start generating some revenue from that program by the end of the third quarter of this year.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. You guys are also in the, well, you've issued a letter of intent to acquire a company. We can talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Back several months ago, we signed a letter of intent to acquire. It's actually two entities, Earth Science, okay, and another company called Seramedics, but we've grouped them together under a group of ESN. And they are operating businesses. They're in Sprouts. They're on Amazon online. And they offer a line of skin care and skin protectorate types of products. They've been in business for quite some time. They are currently generating multiple millions of dollars in assets, or excuse me, in revenue, my apologies. And so we are acquiring a 51% stake in the company. It's basically an all cash deal. And at this point, we expect to close at either the end of this month or the first week or so of June. Lawyers are with the paperwork as we speak. And what we're going to do is use it to sort of bootstrap some of the patents that we have that we had announced last year. We were going to try and commercialize as over-the-counter products. And we've been having talks so far in advance of the closing with major retailers, government agencies that are interested in it for distribution for, you know, skin irritation and things of that nature. So it blends with our growth plan, which is to take sort of commercially available products, match them up with our patents, and then carry those through and market through our network. So we're looking forward to that. And that'll give us a significant amount of revenue on an ongoing basis as soon as we close.
Okay, great. And I want to make a note here as an investor, not necessarily investor in your company, but just as an investor in general. I see that, you know, not only are these products available on Amazon, but like you said, these products are also available in currently in brick and mortars. You know, Kroger, large supermarket outfit, Sprouts, and several others. So, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, anybody can sell on Amazon. Anybody can put a product on Amazon, but you guys are actually in brick and mortars, or sorry, ESN is currently in brick and mortars. So that's a great thing.
Exactly. And that's what we were looking for. You know, it's taken a lot of capital. We've been mostly self-funding. We've done a small raise. We had a Reg A, and one of our original investors bought the majority of it. We've closed that out. So the only real component we've been missing to really accelerating, no pun intended, our business plan is to have revenues. And we made the decision and to acquire this company and book those revenues immediately. And the rest of them will follow, as I said, later this year with Asasa. And we're inheriting a great small group of management team that's been in the business for years. We've been meeting on a regular basis and developing a marketing plan going forward. We've recently taken on our advisory board a few folks with years and years of experience in this field. So we're hopeful that it'll get closed and we'll be able to start reporting, you know, reasonably significant revenues. So
yeah, it's great
going forward.
I'm sure all the investors are looking forward to that PR coming down the pipe. So
yeah, well, as we are as well. So hopefully that will be forthcoming. Another thing that we've been working on is we've talked in the past about some of our patents in the med tech field. And Dr. Anya Glisevic, who has been with us from day one and has worked with Dr. Elagawa on developing these products. And by the way, I should add, congratulations. Dr. Glisevic just recently got married in Germany.
Congratulations.
We filed four more patents since we last spoke, and those patents relate to giving a sort of first-person view, as we call it. It's a system that allows a miniature camera laser pointer to be mounted on any surgical instrument to give the surgeon a real-time view on a screen of where his instrument is and what it's doing.
Nice.
And as I say, we've added a few items to it now. And true to what we've said all along, we're not looking to manufacture these devices, but Dr. Gleasovic right. has been very active in making it such that it could be retrofit to any company, any place that manufactures surgical instruments, can also be retrofitted to existing instruments so that a hospital would not have to get rid of expensive instruments just to gain this additional advantage to visualization, of the surgical site. So we're pretty excited right. about that. And we're just waiting for some comments from Patent and Trademark Office. And as soon as we're comfortable with that, our attorney has told us we can start looking to licensing those or talking to people to license them.
Fantastic. So a follow-up question on this. So the tooling and the camera laser, how unique is that to the surgical field? Is this groundbreaking technology, or is this an add-on to technology that's already existing?
We believe and have not seen anything to the contrary, that, to use your term, groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. Number one, from the size, the whole package is 3 millimeters. Dr. Gleasovic has been working on this forever. It's full color. Again, very small and can be retrofitted to existing devices as well as new devices. And we believe it'll really revolutionize the way physicians or surgeons are able to review their site, hopefully enable them to finish procedures quicker and with less disruption to surrounding tissue. So all of that together, yes, would really make it revolutionary. But I think particularly from a business standpoint, the ability to retrofit and license. So we're not coming out right. with a tool. We're coming out with a brand new targeting guidance system to go on existing tools.
That sounds amazing.
Amazing. We've run some tests already. Matter of fact, on our website, there's a company profile. And if someone wanted to look under MedTech developments, there are some color photographs of the instrument and of the procedures, or, simulated procedures at this point, and also a lot more explanation about how the system works. And we've actually cut it into three areas, one of them being triage for, emergency services that can actually get a look using certain instruments that they couldn't get before of what they're treating. But as I say, if someone does want to look under the MedTech development section, there's quite a bit more information on it.
And just so we're clear, that website is the letter X, CELERATE.global. So accelerate.global is the website, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and, fantastic.
We try and keep it updated regularly to let our investors know. We have a very, I think anyway, unique group of investors, a core group that has stayed with us. We've got probably investors in 20 different countries, about 1,200 and some odd individual investors that we know about, plus whatever institutional is out there. So we really try and just use that website to keep people updated on, how we're doing, what we're doing, and where we're going. And hopefully there'll be an announcement very shortly about going revenue positive.
Right, great. And for those that don't know, I would assume most do, but for those that don't know, your background is actually as a forensic auditor. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, my day job, as we jokingly refer to it, is 30 years as a forensic accountant, court-appointed receiver, right. To this date, Accelerate has no overhead except for our folks that are actively working in Afiasasa right now. No office space. Everything that we've been raising is just going to developing the business plan and moving towards value for the shareholders.
Great. Well, and I think, you know, all that is very important, especially in the wasteland that is the OTC markets right now, that there is a person in charge of this company, Accelerate, that, you know, has a background in, you know, all this stuff. So it's, I think it's truly something that you can, you know, believe in. So, you know, there's many OTC CEOs that are very questionable, and I think you bring a certain provenance to the company. So,
well, I appreciate that, but it's not just me. There's nobody on salary, Dr. Glisevic, Dr. Marshall, Dr. Elagawa.
Right.
Everybody has a stock position, but they are all here because they believe in this. And I think what we're, well, I don't think I know, our goal is still to uplist. And we think that the last component necessary to do that would be to gain revenues, which we will be doing. And quite honestly, hoping, can't guarantee, but hoping that that uplisting will come before the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. That's great news. So we already spoke about the closing of the Reg A in February. And then you just filed the 2022 audited financials with the SEC. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. That's okay. Our fourth audited year now. We started in 2019. Well, we backed up in 19 and 20 and then moved forward from there. So, yeah, we did just file about a month ago.
Okay, great. Great. So okay. Is there anything else you'd like to speak of, Michael?
At the moment, no. I'd ask anybody with some interest to just kind of keep an eye on the website and on the press releases. And it's taken probably longer than I thought, certainly, or anybody else. It's been over 2 years we've been working on this, but we keep moving in the direction that we had planned and haven't had too many sidesteps on it. So we're hoping that this year will finally bring about the fruits of everybody's labor.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys have a good plan and, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on it and we look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
That sounds great. And I appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Absolutely, Michael. And so we'll go ahead and make a copy of this recording available on that YouTube channel and get a copy to you guys as well.
I appreciate that very much. It's always helpful. We'll get it posted up on our website as well.
Fantastic. All right, sir. Well, you guys have a great day and keep chugging away.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, as always, and look forward to talking again in the near future with some new developments.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Michael. Bye-bye.